So our subject here, if you happen to notice on the flyer or the email, if you're on the email list, the subject is devotion to the Guru. Two words which have both been seriously maligned, inverted, turned around, twisted, almost beyond comprehension. Devotion to the Guru, our topic. If you happen to click on the thing in the email, click here if you want to read the article. Unlike previous clicks here, if you want to read the article, for previous talks where you got an article, if you clicked on this one, you got something 3 pages long, and 1/3 of those pages were in Sanskrit, and the rest of it didn't make a whole lot of sense because it kept saying the same thing over and over and over again. And then, except for the very last time, and then the very last time, it says you better do this or you're never going to make it. It's just 3 pages long. It's from one of the most famous sages of human history, although not well known in the West, of course, yet, called Shankara. Shankara, said to be, in some traditions, the reincarnation of Buddha himself. But he wrote a book called The Crest View of Wisdom, or The Crest View of Discrimination, it's sometimes called. And in that book are the 3 pages, which you, if you went to that website, click there and found them. This is what you get. You get 3 pages, and over 2/3 of each page is in Sanskrit. And it doesn't tell you much, these 3 pages, you know. This Shankara, who is said to be the reincarnation of Buddha, he's the one who said, and he's, again, in some traditions, not the West, of course, where we don't understand such things conceptually, let alone existentially, but if he was the reincarnation of Buddha, that would give him some, what you might call some credence. It might be worth listening to what this man says. Well, one of the things he said in about 500 BC was that if the so-called seeker or the devotee or disciple or whatever word you would like to supply, if that person wasn't 100%, not 99, not 60, 100% devoted to their teacher, they would never, quote unquote, get there. It just won't happen. So if you read this little 4-page thing, it's basically a list of all the stuff you can do instead of being totally devoted to your teacher. It's just a list made 500 BC. It's the same list as today. You know, there's the same stuff to do now as there was then. It's just gotten a little more sophisticated. But the stuff's the same. You know, we don't need to rewrite Shakespeare yet. So basically, he emphasizes this great sage, Shankara, devotion. And to somebody he calls the guru. This is a very tricky topic because the primary reason it's a tricky topic is because a lot of people think they know something about it already, which means they've already put themselves in a box. It might be a big box, it might be a little box, but if they think they know something about it already, they've got some kind of box going. Otherwise, it would be infinity. And they wouldn't be able to fit guru and devotion to the guru into infinity very easily. So it's easier to stay in the box and think you know what those two words mean. Devotion to the guru. Devotion is not something that goes over big in the West. Never has. It's more of an Eastern thing. And we're not talking about psychological devotion here. Whether it be man or beast, you know, like I know a dog who's 100% devoted to a yellow tennis ball. But that's not the kind of devotion we're interested in here this evening. And we're talking about the kind of devotion that this phrase has to do with, would it have to be called quote unquote spiritual devotion? And then they're going to be, it can go either way. It's interesting how things work. You can on the one hand say they're going to be the wise asses out there, who are going to make one set of remarks about it. But there are going to be some people out there who know something about this whole thing too, and they're going to say the same thing. So how do you tell the ones who actually know what they're saying from the ones who are just saying what they've heard somewhere? And that's one of the critical questions one has to ask oneself if one should ever get the point of wondering whether I, in quotes, should look for a quote guru, in quotes. It's not something that's really advised generally. You know, you certainly your school counselor isn't going to suggest you seek a guru. I doubt that your minister or pastor is going to tell you you should seek one either, since you're already paying them to do it for you at about 15% a month if you're doing it properly. So you don't need one there. You're minister or pastor or priest isn't going to suggest you get a guru. And then the school's not going to tell you. And you might take a pleasure tour or one of those spiritual weekends, I believe they're called in the marketing field. You could have a spiritual weekend to Sedona and perhaps discover the whatever it is you're looking for there. But they're not going to tell you to look for a guru there either, because they're going to tell you you're already looking at one and they're it. And furthermore, they're going to tell you how much it costs to hang around for how long. 200 a week, give you 3 weeks for 270. Get a sack lunch for following the meditation period where we all have our fantasies and learn nothing about meditation, but at least it's quiet for a few moments. The birds can enjoy themselves again, hear themselves sing. So devotion is not a big issue in the West because nobody really thinks, it doesn't come up. Who the hell is telling you to be devoted? The best thing one's probably telling you is to be consistently, practicing whatever it is you're trying to get good at. But they're not talking about spiritual devotion, but there may be some kind of devotion involved in becoming good at something. But that's not quote-unquote spiritual devotion to a quote-unquote guru. So most of us, not necessarily us in this room, are probably devoted, we're all devoted to something. And not just some one thing, but different things. And if you want to know to what am I devoted, you just simply make a list of how much time your mind spends on which subjects. And you do it in terms of time. So 2 hours a day on this, 10 minutes a day on this. The things on that list are the things to which you're currently devoted, and the length of time spent on each of them is the degree to which you're devoted to it. So if you spend 100% of your waking hours on one single idea, you're devoted to that idea, for good or for ill. But that's not spiritual devotion either. But it does bring out the idea that devotion implies a kind of one-pointedness, an ability to focus and remain focused. Otherwise, something else starts looking more interesting. Like they say, the grass is always greener. So devotion's kind of got a bad name. If it comes up, you usually think of some syrupy, Catholic nun being devoted while whipping children with wooden rulers, making sure they learned.